Last time on Mystery D8.
Go to the Bard's College in Ouroboran. You might be able to ask them for help.
Someone has stolen the Horn of Winter's Bane.
I would like to just walk up to Bernard and say, hey, thanks for talking to us earlier. How about I hook you up with an alchemist challenge?
Well, that would be lovely.
We know it's in the back room, you dirty criminal. I just want to put that into his brain.
You're just flowing your load. All right.
He slams the mug down, and he's like, what the fuck did you? And then his head hits the table.
I was just wondering, are you from this area originally?
Again, these personal questions, I don't understand.
Who cares?
No, I'm not from here originally. So long, guys. Dad.
All right, well, we got gold in our pockets. We might be able to convince Klaenos to give us something for our exploits. Do you guys want to head back to the Cone of Coldwell?
Level up.
Yeah! I was waiting for that.
Yeah. What are you guys now, level 5?
Yeah, baby.
I think everyone's proficiency bonus goes up, too.
It does. It goes up. I get an extra attack.
Oh, extra attack is clutch.
Yeah, Rad. I do get my 3d6 sneak attack. Nice.
I just need to pick one super sexy third level spell.
Great.
And, like,
great,
HP.
Great. Okay, so...
Uncanny Dodge is good.
Uncanny Dodge. Nobody's ever going to hit me now.
You want to just say what Uncanny Dodge is for the for the listening
audience? So, when an attacker that I can see hits me with an attack, I can use my reaction to halve the attack's damage against me. So, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, so it's like... I mean, I feel like an attacker you can see is most times you get attacked.
Except that goddamn goblin that bit me on my ass.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't a goblin, was it?
It was. Oh, was it an imp?
Yeah, it was an imp. The only thing to note about that Uncanny Dodge thing is it uses your reaction, and you only get one reaction per turn.
Right, so I can use it against one hit.
Yeah, so if between your turn and your next turn you get attacked twice, you can only use it once.
Yeah, no, I got that.
Okay, so if my proficiency bonus goes up by one, that means the other skills and checks and things I'm proficient in, those all go up by one also?
As does your attack bonus. Your spell bonus and your spell save DC.
Oh my god. Okay, so attack bonus.
Oh shit.
Is that by one? Oh shit.
And your saves. I don't know if you said that.
My spell save DC and my spell attack bonus?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, my saves. I got that. I'll do that now.
Spell save DC goes up by one? Nice.
And spell attack bonus.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you have that.
I do, but nothing I have uses it, but I have it on my
sheet. Not yet, at least.
Yeah.
Do you get any more spell slots this level?
I don't think so, but let me just
double
check.
No.
At fifth level... Nope.
Okay.
I could trade out a spell, but I'm not going to.
Okay. And then extra attack, Mary, you know, that's just... You can attack
two
twice
attacks.
Instead of attacking once.
Mm-hmm.
The only clarification I want to make, because it's like a common mistake with new players,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that, like, it takes half an action or anything like that. It means... You use your action to make two attacks. So if you want to do something that's an action and then also attack, you can't do that.
Okay.
Like
that,
you can't dash
sense.
and then do one attack. You can just do two attacks or a different action.
Okay. That makes sense.
And then Farron, do you know what you're doing? Just you got some new spells?
So I get one third level spell and two third level spell slots.
Don't tell me what your spell is, because I wanna be surprised and frustrated by your antics.
Fair enough. I am still... there's
more
so
like
many good ones.
Fair enough. Am I right?
Hey.
You
sure aren't, buddy.
But yeah,
you are, we're proud of you, and we like you.
Thank you. So the big one is that my Bardic Inspiration die are D8 now instead of a D6.
Like a D8.
Yeah. It doesn't go as well with the song, but it's still pretty fun. That's an 8, which makes my spell save DC a 16 now, which is pretty respectable.
I get some new spells. My Oath of the Ancient spells, I get two new ones at fifth level.
Nice.
One is called Moonbeam, and one is called Misty Step. And I can't.
Yeah, Misty Step is like a teleporty thing, Moonbeam, I think, is just an attack spell.
I can't find
like memory
in the book where they are.
They're alphabetical, friend.
And, like, there's, like, a spell part?
Yeah, chapter 11,
okay.
I think.
Okay, see, I do. Okay.
I would just Google it.
Oh, I see it now. See, I control F did, but then it like didn't find it all the way. So it was
it's because the
control F it up.
Is shit.
Okay, moonbeam. I look at the oath of devotion or whatever spells at first on accident, and at fifth level they get zone of truth, and I got really excited, and I was like, oh wait, that's not me.
What's that?
My bad. Yeah, moonbeam. Silvery beam of pale light shines down. It's a big cylinder, and dim light fills the cylinder. Oh, if creatures walk into the light cylinder, they're engulfed in ghostly flames. Alright. That's not as bad as I thought it was. And the Misty Step. I thought a moonbeam would be much more gentle than that. Oh yeah, Misty Step I can transport or teleport up to 30 feet to an unoccupied space that I can see. That's pretty cool.
And it's also worth noting that's a bonus action?
Yes.
As opposed to a full action?
Yep.
Since the proficiency bonus went up, does anything in my skills go up?
If you're proficient in a skill.
That means it has a check mark next to it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, so it goes up by one, presumably?
Right. Yeah, except some of your stuff, I think you have double your bonus
is
for.
Expertise. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And so
it would that would go up by two.
Okay, all right, great. Thank you. Man, my deception is very high now.
Probably not as high as Farron's.
I think I must get some higher level spells, because these oath spells are like level 2 spells now. God, so much stuff is happening in this level up.
And your healing pool is 25.
Oh, yeah. And I assume we're doing like a long rest right now, right? So everything's resetting?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So full slots 25. And full health and all that.
Okay. I think I got my spell.
Well, keep it to yourself.
I feel like I'm just picking like the thing that's the most pain in the ass to write on the sheet and remember. But
got him.
It'll be cool. And I have 2 spell slots. Nice.
Oh, I could get Zona's Truth as a second level spell, actually. It's a normal paladin spell.
Not a bad idea. Sometimes it's convenient.
Yeah.
If there's something super dope, though, just take that.
This is all pretty. They're all pretty tame, it looks like. A second level, I'll get, like... Oh, I can do a find steed.
Can you find any steed?
Or it's just yours? Find steed. There's one called aid that seems pretty useful.
Though, you actually get aids if you... I don't know why they put that in, but you can star in the hit smash Philadelphia and win an Oscar.
Boo.
Mm-hmm. So that's good.
So paladins get their whole spell list. So you know all these spells, you just can't necessarily prepare them all.
Yeah.
So I would say just pick a couple now and then look it over later, just because I want to, if you guys want to get into some more adventuring, I don't want to sit here while everyone just reads their spell lists.
I'm good. Yeah.
I am also 100, as they say.
Yeah, I'm just going to type these in here really quick, and then we'll be good to go. You can get started with something if you want while I'm typing this. That's fine.
Okay, you wake up.
Oh, it was all a dream.
I used to smoke blunts at 17.
I feel so much more powerful today.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good, too. You guys want to go talk to Crumb, see if maybe we can talk up our exploits a little bit? Or not Crumb,
yeah,
excuse
me.
Klaenos, excuse me.
I can't wait to hear Klaenos' voice after all. All this
fuck!
Alright, so, yeah, I'm gonna trot downstairs and look after the man.
Welcome back! That's not even close.
That was pretty good.
I don't think it was.
Yeah,
was
just
it?
Do that. Why not?
Welcome back! I see you've returned. Perhaps you've gotten done whatever stuff Maxine wanted you to do. I can never keep up.
Yeah, absolutely. We not only did we find this book that she told us to find, but we also solved a crime about a mystical horn. We fought a villainous vigilante. We got a corrupt cop kicked out of his position.
Yep.
What else did we do? Just so much.
We were the coolest kids on campus.
Absolutely. Threw some cool parties, all while wearing the proud Klaenos brand.
We saw a naked guy.
We did.
Yeah, that too.
He was not wearing Klaenos brand.
He takes out a piece of parchment and looks like he's doing some math. And he kind of folds it over and he says, at any point did you tell everyone something like, go see Klaenos in Snowhaven if you want some excellent wares or anything like that?
I shouted, don't be a lamos by Klaenos.
I'm not sure. We're going to have to punch that up, but thanks for trying.
We did, like, throw a party at the college while we were wearing the gear very prominently, and everyone said we looked really, real cool.
Roll me a deception check.
Oh, no. Because I'm really good at those.
Save me. Wait. I just want to say, like...
I want to use my inspiration on this roll.
So you actually have to choose the inspiration.
Shoot.
Your inspiration before you roll.
I see that now. What? Sorry. What were you gonna say, Zach? Anything?
I was gonna pause you before you rolled to give you like my form of inspiration, which would be an extra D8. But you rolled it.
Deception check. I rolled and I got an 11.
Yeah, that's actually successful. I rolled very poorly. And also, just for the future, just to like respect the fiction, I don't think you can inspire her after she does something dumb. Like, she already did that.
That's true. You're right.
But yeah, you lucked out. I rolled poorly. Interesting. Well, okay. How about 200 apiece? And he holds out a big old sack.
Fair.
Oh, we'll take it. Thank you.
I guess. We didn't really have to kill anything, so.
I think that's a bunch more than I gave you guys last time.
I think so.
But also, I feel like that chapter was harder than the previous chapter.
Yeah.
I took so many notes.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like I'm rich as shit.
Gretchen, you can have my 200.
Are you sure?
Whatever, it's pocket change.
Oh, I mean.
I say it, it's not like one tier.
Normally I wouldn't accept such charity, but I'm so poor, and also I do need money for my monastery, thank you.
You sure do.
Can I just ask you about your plans for us? Are we going to come back here, or is this going to be like an available place for us?
Yeah, I kind of thought that this would be your base of operation.
Okay.
Type of a thing.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So like our pallet town. But
well,
useful.
You don't really go back to Pallet Town.
Our mom's there.
Your mom's there.
When you played Pokemon, did you go back to Pallet Town, like, ever, until you needed to again?
Well, your mom was, like, a Poke Center.
Yeah, but, like, did you... I just would go to
visit
a Poke Center.
No, I went to go... If I had to go anywhere, I went to that so I could go visit the mom. I thought she was lonely.
You went back to visit... I mean, she's getting diddled by Professor Oak, like, obviously. You're 10
what?
Years old.
There's a reason
obviously.
He's named Oak, baby.
Because of wood, like, his penis.
Right.
Big heart.
Dead on.
Yuck.
Dead on. Yeah, no, it's because, like, they're like, get out of the house. Bye. You're 11 or something. Just go travel the world and fight monsters.
Squirtle,
if you get killed
right?
by monsters, we'll be fine, but we gotta fuck.
That's like when he goes, sorry, what did Gary take? And he goes, well, we got this, and there's always that Squirtle in town. And you go, what? And he goes, nothing. There's, the Squirtle's gone.
I was upset when Mary said it, and now I'm upset when Zach said it.
Which was more upsetting, though?
Well, yours was certainly more surprising.
That's fair.
Great.
Okay, so...
So when you guys get paid, Crumb rolls across the room to you in a rolly chair and sticks his hand out to Gretchen.
I was imagining him somersaulting across
Wait, what?
The floor.
What happened? He stuck out his hand to me?
Yeah, Crumb realized that you got paid 400 gold and rolled over to collect it.
Oh, okay. I say, Crumb, I can... I actually earned a little bit on the trip, so I can give you a little bit extra. I give him 500 gold.
Okay, so you're keeping a bunch still.
400? Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Somebody's paying off their own drinks from now on.
Yeah, so what's your debt to him now?
Okay, so hang on. So I give him... So my debt currently is, like, negative 1,721.
Still like, you so still owe him, like, 1,200 gold.
Negative... It's 1,221. Yeah.
Okay.
Gosh, dang.
I'm gonna do an install plan. Income-based repayment. Super legit. Public service, loan forgiveness.
Did you have to use the shield at all?
I haven't used it yet. I mean, it wasn't a very combat-based mission. I'm assuming if we do more combat stuff, then I will.
Yeah, we should have just picked a fight so you could have used it. Your money's worth.
I know last chapter was all talking, and next chapter, there's a lot of rough, tough fights.
Hell yeah.
It's a big shift gear.
Yeah, I like got this fancy-ass sword, and I got this fancy-ass shield. Literally took no damage, did no fights in this last arc, I'm pretty sure.
It was so nice to just burn spell slots doing cool stuff. And
yeah, I talked to animals a lot.
It was so nice. I was like, you know what, I'll just cast that third level spell again. Whatever.
Yeah.
So Crumb wants to know if either of you that have an amount of money that isn't a negative number are interested in his tinkering service.
I have a... Oh, and I want to... keep my crossbow out of his sight if possible, so he doesn't realize that I completely ripped off his design.
Cinders 2.0.
Crumb, I've been thinking, I got a basilisk tooth a while back. I was wondering if you could possibly design this into some sort of poison-dealing dagger. Do you think that's something that might be up your alley?
Fuck, what was his voice again? Was it just your voice?
Probably.
He didn't talk at all.
He didn't talk in the first time we met him, and then the second time he had a voice.
Oh, I don't remember. Okay. I haven't gotten that far if I re-listen.
And perhaps this time it's a different voice yet again. We'll see.
It's got some disease where his voice is always slightly different.
Hand that over. Let's see what we can do with this.
All right, and so I give him a basilisk tooth.
Yeah, he starts smelling it aggressively.
Sure.
Definitely could have been fresher, but I can work with this. I should be able to have this by the time you get done whatever crap Maxine wants.
Sounds good.
I go, actually, I guess I don't really have anything that I need right now. Thank you, Crumb. I am completely content with my station.
Bummer.
Oh, no need to feel bad. I feel amazing.
No, I mean, I don't get paid.
Yeah, sucks to be you.
I would like to sell off some of that gear that I just straight up stole from the Crimson Crusader. Does anybody mind if I do that?
Oh, sure. You gonna go talk to your old buddy?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna go over and talk to the blacksmith.
You mean Cleft?
I mean Cleft.
I'm so proud of myself, I remembered his name.
Hey, Cleft.
Most of this shit's in my notes, but I made him up. You back for more, boy?
Ugh.
Yeah. I got, let's see what I got here. I got 2 short swords and 5 daggers.
Yeah, I don't know how much the PHB says that those are worth, but you can sell those for a half.
So a dagger in the PHB is 2 gold pieces. So that's 1 per dagger. And
so I got
the 5
gold.
Yeah, and then a short sword, you said?
Yeah, 2 of them.
2 short swords. Those are 10 typically. So yeah, you'll have 10 total there for the short swords.
Fine. Yeah, be it noted that I kept the dagger with my name on it.
I was just going to ask if you kept that one.
I had 6 daggers, and I sold 5 of them, not including the one with my name on it.
Oh, can I make everybody take their headphones off except me and you, Sam? I want to do this now that you guys got to do some fun last recording session.
That's fair.
So, okay. I would like to, I think while this is going on, walk over to the innkeeper, and I'd like to hand him a note and the dagger with my name on it, and just tell him, and I want to give him just 10 gold to hire a runner to take it back towards the Bard's College and just throw it up on any roof. Just stick this note through a dagger and throw it up on any roof. And the note just says, glad to see you're applying yourself. See you around.
I love that. Is that it?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right.
I was just selling Gimbal for the bounty.
Oh, shit.
Did you like our dance moves?
You guys looked really good.
Thanks.
Can I also, would this blacksmith happen to have another 50 feet of hempen rope that I can buy?
Smart.
He wouldn't, but you could buy it at the general store.
Okay, I would like to do that.
Yeah, that's standard PHB price. I don't know what that is, probably like 5 or
Zacharias?
Something. He has left the room, I don't know why.
Okay, hempen rope, 5E.
Rope, 5E.
Show me the money. Categories, items, yeah, it is, thank you. Peace. 1 GP.
Okay, yep.
I think I still have my rope. Do I, or did I lose mine too?
I think you have yours
still.
He likes to have his own, because he likes to do weird shit with it.
Well, I just want to make sure, because if I didn't, I was going to buy some too, but I think I still have it.
No, you have yours.
I think you're good. I think you missed your calling. There's a wizard spell called Rope Trick, and you love doing rope tricks.
I mean, yeah. He also likes doing the mage hand stuff. That's pretty
good. I sure
do.
But Rope Trick, you can only hide up in an invisible space in the ether. Like, it's not like you get to do crazy shit with it.
It's a trick.
Yeah, it is. That's true. All right. So I got my rope. I sold that shit. I think I'm pretty much good.
Is there any more housekeeping anybody wants to do?
I was trying to make sure I did everything. So with the level ups, right? Like the standard level up, you do your health increase. I increase the stuff that by your level, the healing pool goes up.
Mm-hmm.
Proficiency went up. Spell stuff changed. Got more skills.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean got more? What do you mean got more skills?
Like my oath spells.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, if you have the PHB, anything, there should be a table next to the paladin, the paladin chapter.
Yeah.
Just whatever's on that row, plus HP stuff.
Got it.
Yeah, the only other thing you might have forgotten is hit dice. Your number of hit dice should always be your level, so you should have 5d10 hit dice.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cool. Do that.
Not that you guys do a whole lot of short resting, but I have a feeling it might come up in this next chapter, because it's a little tough.
Perfect. Well, in that case, I do have one other relevant thing that I wasn't going to even mention, based on how often I do short rest, but I get my bardic inspiration die back on a short rest now, in addition to a long rest.
Ooh.
You get all of them back?
Yep, font of inspiration, level 5.
Oh, fuck.
Noice.
So any type of napping we do, I get those back.
More like fapping.
Oh, boo, 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 boo.
I don't know. I guess if I'm calm, right? Like if you're an elf and you're calm, you can just relax for 4 hours and you don't have to sleep. I guess it depends on how you masturbate, if you could consider it meditative. But maybe that counts.
Not the way I do it.
Yeah, same. Now you're hunched over and really quiet. Hey, what can I say? I got roommates.
I'm so upset. Okay.
Yeah, you have the worst situation. You have someone who you live with to be personally offended if they caught you, potentially. I don't know what your relationship is, but it's dicey.
That is dicey. It's not something I have to deal with, to be honest, but,
Noise, noise, noise.
Yeah, but,
Hey.
So, I'm ready to...
Hey, guys, stop talking about sex. Yeah. Let's get back to being dorks.
Everyone's doing really great.
Yeah, let's stop talking about sex and get back to playing good old D&D.
Tyler, I've heard your sex game is bananas. Do you have any commentary on this?
No.
I haven't heard it. Okay. No. All right. Comment. Yeah. That's stuff that you
2018,
do
you think I haven't eaten a grip of dude anus by now?
Say a grip?
I did.
A grip of dude anus?
Yeah.
So modern of you.
Just a six-pack of dude butt. Just crushing it.
Should we go and see Maxine?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess.
All right.
Welcome back. I trust that you learned what you needed to learn from the Bard's College?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, we didn't read the book. I have this book. Should I
read
it?
We read the book. We just don't remember. We read the book 100%.
Oh, yeah.
You guys definitely learned what you needed to learn from that book.
Which was just for Zach. For Zach and not Baron.
Yeah, it was about the final resting place of the Twisted Greatstaff.
Castle Dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I have written.
That's right. We just confirmed. Yeah, or I think that was heavily implied. So we're feeling pretty confident.
Yeah, and it's the only way to defeat the evil dwarf.
Yep.
Okay, that's right.
That and really high stairs are the two ways to defeat the dwarf.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, speaking of, Vern Troyer died. Okay.
Again, with the dating of the podcast based on recent deaths.
Just saying.
Yeah,
this is our recurring segment that I'm not comfortable with.
Okay. Who died recently? Prince just died. Who knows when this is taking place?
I take it you fair adventurers would be up for another task in pursuit of gold and glory?
Absolutely.
You know, I'll take the gold and the glory, and you know, we'll see what adventure we find on the way.
I mean, any chance this adventure takes us close to Lord Baltho's castle? Because it seems kind of, like, dangerous.
Well, no, I think there's some preparations to be done still before attacking Lord Baltho's castle. Tell me what you found so far.
Alright, well, pretty nosy. But, you know, hey, I'm a gossip, what can I say? So we found this book. Oh, we went into my old dean's house where we got the book from. And there was just a naked guy in there, and he almost killed Gimble. And it was the weirdest thing by far that happened to us, which is saying something, because we also fought a vigilante and talked to some giant sheep, and everybody passed out from drinking. It's really been, you know, now that I really say it out loud, it really, a lot happened. So much. I learned so much.
Farron's a dad.
Well, that I knew, but thank you. My son's cutting people's hands off. I am feeling mixed. Feeling mixed about that. If I'm being honest. But whatever. But we found out that the Twisted Greatstaff is, well, most likely in Lord Baltho's castle. It's in a castle dungeon. We saw some weird stuff going on when we were there earlier before we got sent to hell. So, yeah, we're fairly confident that Lord Baltho's got the Twisted Greatstaff. Or that his castle does. Yeah, we're pretty sure he might be dead. I don't know.
He wasn't dead when we last saw him, but that might have been a while ago.
Oh, that's right. We saved him.
I don't
him.
Think we know how long we were in hell.
Yeah, that's true. It could have been
what
no time
year is
at all.
It?
Jumanji, we come out with beards and Robin Williams is there. Oh, Robin Williams just died. Sorry.
Oh, God. What day is this podcast?
Fucking God damn it.
God, did you guys hear about Ronald Reagan? What a tragedy.
I was going to say Abraham Lincoln.
Right after we lost Mahatma Gandhi.
We were both thinking proud Republican presidents.
Yeah. That.
Do you believe that the Twisted Greatstaff is in the possession of the evil dwarf?
Well, only if they made some headway. They were mining for it before, I think, and they weren't really making any progress. It seemed like they weren't getting very far.
Mining, you say?
Or digging. Yeah, it's hard to tell the difference. Do you just need a pickaxe to mine? What's the difference between digging and mining, do you think?
I think mining is, like, into rock and digging's into, like, dirt.
Well, I guess maybe.
Maybe.
I think, being a gnome who's familiar with these sort of underground things, digging, you're just kind of, like, excavating, right? Mining, you're specifically trying to extract some sort of material out of the earth.
It's probably mining.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, they were mining.
And they were struggling to get through some rock to the great staff?
Some sort of force field, I believe.
I'm just going to tell you guys now because it was forever ago. It was some of that amber stuff.
Some force field made out of that amber stuff that we encountered.
It was not a force field.
It was the amber, like,
force field.
It was the amber crystal we ran into in the ice cave. The same stuff.
It seems to me that to defeat the evil dwarf, you'll need to get the great staff for yourself. And in order to do that, you'll need to figure out a way to get rid of that amber. Well, I know of a plant that lives in a forest that could be used to make more of that potion I gave you back in Chapter 3, if you'll recall.
Do you not just have more of that?
No.
Was that your only bottle?
Pretty much.
And you just gave it to us?
Yup.
Gretchen, it did come in handy that one time. I mean, we wouldn't have been able to fight Fire Brandon.
Just seems so precious.
So what makes this this amber crystal? Is it Lord Crowley, or was it
Lord Crowley Crane?
Yeah. Is that it? Is he putting them there to protect things? Is it just a natural formation? It seems pretty coincidental that we've run into it twice.
I'm unsure where it comes from, but it seems like we figured out a way to get rid of it, which seems like all we really need to do.
Yeah, so where do we have to go? Where's this forest?
You've got to go to the Bargrivyek Forest.
Gesundheit.
I'm sorry, my goblin pronunciation is poor. That's the Bargrivyek Forest?
Goblins.
Bargrivyek. Bargrivyek?
Isn't that what Missy Elliott says in that one song?
I love that song. I'm not going to do the impersonation of it.
It's your Bargrivyek. It's
pretty good, actually.
When you go there, be wary, for there are many dangers within the forest. But before you go in, there are some tribes that live on the fringes that are very friendly and will probably be able to aid you.
Tribes of what?
Tribes of tribes folk. I don't understand.
I find your tolerance admirable. I'm just curious, talking tribes of goblins, tribes of... Okay. Well, why didn't you just say tribes of goblins?
Well, because this one's racist.
She gestures at Gimble.
No, that's why it's good to know those. We can be prepared to, like, try to contain racism.
I'm clearly unhappy. I'm clearly unhappy at the thought of interacting with any goblins.
I'll cast a ward to block his racism. No need to be concerned.
Great. So that's your Chapter 5 quest, if that wasn't clear.
Let's go to the forest to get the herb, to make the potion, to dissolve the amber, to get the great staff. Oh. I love quests.
We got that herb.
We got herb.
420 just happened. Dated.
Ah! 420 what year?
Yeah.
I can't believe Hitler was just born.
1887, so.
Oh, shit.
Hmm?
Yeah. I just said, so we said 1887. I said it was Hitler was just born.
Oh, so I was 2 years earlier, actually.
But I guess I would just say, like, some baby, I guess, at that point. Some baby who is pretty good at art.
But not that good.
He actually was pretty good.
I mean...
Like, have you seen some Hitler paintings? They're pretty nice.
Yeah, he was better than me, but like...
Way better than me at painting.
I didn't get into art school either, you know what I mean?
You know what's crazy is they just deferred him. They're just like, if you just work on a couple things, you can come to art school. And he was like, no! Like, so unreasonable, that Hitler guy. The more I read about him, the less I like him.
I'm just imagining someone who... has no context and is just reading a Hitler biography, and at the first you're like, oh, I kind of see where this guy's coming from, and then further into it you're like, ooh, he's something of an anti-hero by now.
Oh no,
an anti-hero, yeah. Oh man, yeah, that would be actually hilarious. If I had an alien, I guess I would give them that biography, and they'd be like, what? Yeah,
that alien would be pissed.
He's like, this guy's got to be stopped. They're like, don't worry, we got it. Say what you will about Hitler, but at least he killed Hitler.
Epilogue, he grew up in Argentina.
Oh yeah, he got old. He grew old in Argentina and danced the flamenco.
Any
or samba. I guess flamenco's Spanish.
I want to go kill some stuff.
Yeah, so how do we get to this goblin-infested wood?
Well, they just live there. I don't know if it's infested.
If there are goblins there, it's infested.
Yikes, my ward's not working.
Do we need to, like, address this before we go? Gimbal, is this going to be a problem? We have to, like, do this quest.
It's going to be a problem.
Okay, wow. So I guarantee we're going to be able to kill some goblins. We're just going to need some goblins to help us also. So look, if you can just
Here's what I can promise you. I won't kill any tribe's goblins until after they've given us the information we need.
Well, all right, that works.
Well, how about you don't unless they attack us first?
We can try that.
We'll see how it plays.
How about... Cool. I mean, okay. Okay, that's fine. I mean, I was going to try to unpack Gimbal's backstory a little bit. Do we have time for that? Should we get on the sledge, and then while we're on the sledge, we can have, like, a powwow?
Yeah, let's talk about your racism. This will help my ward become more effective. What's the root of your racism? Is it because goblins are icky?
Are we on the sledge heading towards wherever? Did we just do that?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, sure. You can get up right. In there. Whoosh.
All right.
That's the sound of the sledge going.
It's like I'm there.
You know, I mean, it might not seem so obvious to you big folk, but I'm especially small.
Yes.
I didn't notice.
I'm going to ignore Farron and not a Gretchen. But I guess I should have said that in my out-of-character voice, but...
I'm going to nod at Gretchen.
This is a result of a vicious episode from my childhood, and as you might guess, the villains of this story are goblins.
Ooh.
I grew up near a goblin-infested set of foothills, and they mostly stayed to their own dank tunnels under the earth. But sometimes when I was out wandering around, I would see a raiding band or two. One day they caught me and beat me within an inch of my life, and it took me so long to recover from the massive bruising and tearing that I never quite developed into the strong young gnome that most would expect.
Jesus. I mean, somebody else. I guess too anachronistic, I guess. Egads.
Aw, I'm sorry that happened to you, Gimbal. I think you're a great warrior. You are. You do a lot of damage with that rapier of yours. It's actually kind of terrifying.
Well, you know, I appreciate it, but I'm not really here to prove myself. More to make sure those goddamn goblins never set on me again. And the best way to do them is to put them in the earth.
Okay. I mean, realistically, your problem was with goblins from where you're from, right? Like, these are just other goblins.
I'm sorry, which goblins have we run into so far that have been good?
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm a big proponent of that, for the most part, all of them are going to be bad. But these ones can at least be helpful.
There was that one in the back that was labeled Good Goblin. He was dead, though.
I promised you that I wouldn't kill them until after we got the information we needed. So, I mean, I don't know what more you want from me here.
All right, well, just make sure you can actually kill them and don't start a fight. It's going to be a pain in the butt.
I don't know. Maybe this isn't very helpful. I don't know if you guys noticed. I'm half orc, and there's a lot of orcs in the world.
I go, what?
There's a lot of orcs in the world that do a lot of bad stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that sometimes people look at me and they're like, ugh, because they think that I'm going to do those bad things. But it's kind of why I try to, like, you know, be generally a good person. And I just hope that maybe that, I don't know, it's like not everyone of the same race is always bad, you know, right?
In my experience in this world, races have generally held similar traits.
Yeah, it's like it's laid out in a book or something and there's rules about how the different races.
I want to talk about nuance, but man, it's pretty clear.
They're very discreet stats.
I mean, you guys can talk about it all you want. I mean, I told you I wasn't going to kill them immediately, and, you know, that's kind of my business at that point, you know?
Yep, we could use all the help we can get, and as long as when you go to kill a goblin, it doesn't cause us any problems, you know, I could care less.
All right.
I would prefer if you didn't unless provoked. If provoked, I will help with a menace. Whether it be goblin or a beast or whatever.
Alright.
If you come up with an elaborate plan, I'm in.
Sounds good.
Okay.
And you guys have reached the edge of this lake, and it's weird how close you are to this big old forest, but I guess the geography here is kind of strange. And you can see the smoke from a campfire not too far from you.
Well,
shall we? Over there?
Let's do it.
Sure. On the fringe of the rainforest, you come upon a campsite with...
Oh, it's
rainforest. Oh, how exotic.
It's called the Bargrivec Forest, but it is a rainforest.
Cafe.
And you can tell that from where you are. These aren't foresty trees. These are rainforesty trees.
Okay.
Would you say there are vines everywhere?
Yeah, there's some vines.
Fucking love those.
If it were my birthday, would they bring me a cake with a sparkler in it?
I don't get it.
Rainforest Cafe?
Somebody's never had parents who loved it. Or been to Disney World and been really bored.
Or lived in a city where there was a Rainforest Cafe.
Been in a mall in America.
Yeah, Sam, do you also know what Orange Julius is?
That's the guy who killed his wife, right?
Only in theory.
Orange Julius Simpson.
God damn it.
That just happened. I couldn't believe it. It's all over the news.
Great. Great.
So, on the fringe of the rainforest, you come upon a campsite with a dozen or so goblins carousing around a campfire. They seem to be enjoying some kind of fun beverage and swapping jokes.
Is it an Orange Julius?
The fun beverage?
Yeah.
I don't. You might have to go ask them.
Did you guys hear that the Julius is Lucius?
I don't think I get that one. Am I dumb?
No, it says all the OJ stuff about how, like, the juice is loose. I don't know. I don't know why they say that. I guess, is he called the Juice because he was OJ?
Yeah, he was. That was his nickname when he played football.
Yeah. I forgot that he did that, he wasn't famous because of the murders. Like, he was famous before famous... the murmurs.
It would murmurs. Be like if Tom Brady killed his wife. Like, right now.
Oh, no.
That was, like, he was really famous.
Like, he's beloved and also hated.
Yeah, the city of Buffalo probably had some mixed feelings during that trial.
Oh, yeah.
But goblins,
he was super famous. They're... And as we all know, because it's happening right now,
right,
he is super famous.
Oh, my God, turn on the TV. There's a white Bronco on the news.
Also some goblins having a party.
It's Peyton Manning.
I actually do remember watching that live, for real.
What, OJ?
Yeah, the white Bronco.
Yeah, me too. I didn't know what was happening. It was weird.
Me neither. I was in a restaurant, and it was on TV.
I've had all of the vodka in my life since then. Like, I don't remember anything. I remember...
You can't hear us anymore?
Sam sucks. Oh. Oh, perfect.
I think he just...
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yes. Yes.
I think he just...
We talked so much that his headphones died.
Do you think he's pretending because he doesn't want to hear us talk about OJ Simpson?
I think that's what it is. Yeah, he just really wanted us to get back on track.
We talked so long, his headphones died.
See, look at him. They just gave up. He knows what's going on.
And he might have this. It's probably coming out of the speakers because he's like turned off his headphones.
Probably coming out.
The question is, who killed his headphones?
OJ.
Can OJ be stopped?
I don't know who killed his headphones.
If the headphones don't fit, you must acquit.
We're going to find the true killer.
Oh, God. Sam, can you hear us?
I can hear you through my speakers. I want to get you going through my headphones.
Sorry we took so long, and then we couldn't actually do your adventure. You
know, we wasted your good headphone time by talking about the juice.
Yeah, a good 60 to 70% of this episode is table talk.
Me hitting my mic stopped my Audacity recording, which somehow also turned off my headphones.
Oh, jeez.
Good.
Huh.
It's all connected. It's like
everything's
space.
Everything's connected, man.
Bruh.
Yeah, man.
Alright, do we want to go talk to these goblins? Or presumably goblins?
Yeah, I mean, he did say they were goblins.
I thought we just saw a campfire. Oh, no, you did.
He said there were goblins dancing around,
enjoying,
like, exchanging beverages.
Beverage.
Yeah. Having a good time.
True. I don't speak goblin shit. Alright, well.
Oh.
They probably speak
Oh, I don't
common.
Either.
Me neither.
We'll just say common, really condescending, and see if they understand. Hello! How's it going?
One of them says, it is going fine. How are you?
Guys, I think I understand.
I think we can just talk normal.
Okay.
Oh, okay, cool. I thought you guys were just really dumb and I had to talk really slow.
No, it's just...
Same!
Well, okay.
This is a relief.
My friend's here, and he gestures to the rest of them. My dog's barking. Hold on.
Oh, man. I've been walking all day. My dogs are barking.
Sam's gotta go chase the mailman real quick. Who's that? Get out of here! Who are you?
Aww.
Someone tried to break into my house. Luckily, I chased him off after he left all this mail.
That I'm gonna eat now.
I'm just gonna eat it. It's been a long time since dinner. I'm just gonna eat this mail real quick. It's
been a while.
Oh, stained. So good. So good. So rich and so pure.
Where was I? Oh, my friends don't speak common, but I do. I'm happy to translate.
Perfect.
I'm Muk Muk of the Defoe tribe. And you are?
Well, Muck, I am Farron.
I'm Gretchen.
And this is Gimble.
Welcome to the forest.
Gimble, glitter gear, tail weaver of
I
a clan.
Spit. I spit.
I'm sorry. I didn't get it right. I tried to take notes. Gretchen literally has a piece of paper out, and she's looking at it. She's like, oh, crap.
Gimble, did you know I adopted you?
I give you a glare.
All right, well, if you're going to be like that. So, nice to make your acquaintance. What are you guys up to?
You know, carousing.
Great. Well, we're looking to get into the forest. We're looking for a particular plant. I actually don't know if we got the name of the plant we were looking for, did we?
Oh, crap. Did we not?
We totally spaced on that. It makes a magical solution that can melt amber crystal.
It's like a solvent, a really powerful solvent.
Okay, yeah. I mean, there's pretty much everything here in the forest.
Does that sound like anything you'd heard of, though? Like, would you be able to describe what it looks like to us?
Yeah. Well, give me a second. And he goes into a, like, really shabby tent, and he takes out a book that is as big as... Like, he's holding it in his hand, and it's almost too big for him to get his fingers around. It's very, very thick. Mm-hmm. And he's thumbing through it as he walks back to you, and he shows you this plant that's... It's got a green stalk with silver flowers and purple petals.
Green stalk, silver flowers, purple petals?
Yeah. And he says, I'm pretty sure this is what you're looking for. I haven't personally seen it myself in the forest, but the man that wrote this book has.
Who wrote that book?
He shows you the cover, and you see the name Lord Crowley Crane.
God, that guy's everywhere. It's like friggin' Tom Clancy up in here.
He's like a MacGuffin in NPC form.
Oh, Crowley Crane, always chasing you. Although this does make me feel like I was correct that he is purposefully leaving this amber crystal.
Yeah,
that feels good.
Stuff with it.
That feels good. Now... Yes, I mean, so that's what we're looking for. Would you all be willing to maybe send a guide with us to take us into the forest? We've heard it's quite dangerous. And we're all capable combatants. We can surely pull our own weight. But numbers never hurt.
Well, you know, that's what we used to do. And there used to be a lot more of us, and it didn't really work.
Oh.
But then Jum Jum devised a solution, and he goes over to another one of the goblins and speaks to him briefly in goblin. And comes back to you with a rune. And he says, instead of going with you, we'll send a way back here where it's safe. And he hands it to you. So you hit that button there, it'll teleport you back to the campfire, so long as we goblins are here keeping it stoked. And when you use it, you know, you can rest here for the night, and we, you know... I hate to be awkward about it. We accept tips. Like I know. If you're not good with that, that's fine. But we you know, we do accept tips. We're providing a service.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What's a customary tip?
You know, I hate to, but you know, 5 gold.
Okay.
Sam, can I make an early guess on what game this arc is?
You can.
Is it Monster Hunter?
It is not.
But
I will tell you that you guys made a joke about it already, and I was like, fuck, I haven't even given them any hints yet.
Oh, is it Dark Souls?
Zelda?
No. No. During this recording session.
Oh, shit.
O.J. Simpson?
Yeah, it's O.J. Simpson the video game from DS.
Rainforest Cafe.
It's a weird choice.
Pokemon?
No.
Damn. Okay, that's enough guesses, I feel like. We've already blurted.
Yeah, yes, sorry. You can sprinkle them in later. So, does that arrangement sound okay to you guys?
Yeah, I mean, do we have to walk back from where we teleport from, or do we just go back there hitting the button again?
Hitting the button only gets you here.
Okay.
So essentially, you're restarting every time you come back.
Okay,
interesting. I would like to push the button.
You teleport, like, 8 feet to your left.
Oh, shit.
So do the other two.
Ah.
All three of you go together.
That's crazy.
It makes you a little queasy. It's kind of like the feeling in an airplane when all of a sudden it just drops for a second, and you're like, oh.
I hate airplanes
it's
so
much. It's a
lot
like that.
Well, it works at least.
Is it Jumanji?
Yes, sir.
I just thought of that too. I was like, oh yeah, we talked about that.
Go ahead and take that inspiration.
I already
have
it. I already
gotta have it. Burn it. Burn it and earn it.
I know.
Burn it and spurn it.
Well, that sounds, you know, fine to me. Whatever. I guess it's just this way. I just want to point I guess, towards the obvious forest.
Yeah.
Cool. Anything we should look out for? Any, like, giant beasts you're aware of or mythical creatures?
Yes. Yep.
Like... Any in particular? Or just a gaggle?
Not in particular,
just
no.
Just, like, a lot of different ones? Okay.
Yeah, it's... I feel like you guys probably already know this. It's extremely dangerous. And nothing I say is going to keep you from going in there, so I'm not going to try, but just... I'll also say it's extremely dangerous.
That's great. I mean, just remember that I'm not scared literally at all because I have this delightful Klaenos armor. And you can find Klaenos at the Cone of Cold Ones.
In Snowhaven.
In Snowhaven.
Mystery D8. Follow us on Twitter @mystery_D8, and we'll catch you next week. Bye.